Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, July 20th, 2025, and the Democrats have been caught red-handed in high treason.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Well, the plot thickens. We have incredible Homeland Security hearings this week, and they released their report. And remember, the information they have is always a few months old, even though they're on top of it. That's very soon to have documents come in from and the different reports from law enforcement. 35,000 plus children in slave labor and in sex slavery have been saved in just the last, this will be the first 4 months of the administration. That's the latest info they've got collated. It used to take years for statistics to come out, now it's a lot quicker. Over 1,000 sex traffickers, many of them running pedophile operations, have been arrested. Specifically in that area alone, dealing with ICE. That is amazing amount of arrest with only 5,000 enforcement officers in ICE. Very impressive. Of course, you've got Tulsi Gabbard has put forward a criminal referral as they released even more smoking gun documents of Obama, Clapper, Brennan, Comey all meeting at the White House even before Trump got the nomination in Cleveland, Ohio in 2016, setting Trump up with the Russiagate garbage. And that even the documents that are public that the CIA released and Gabbard released 2 months ago, and she released more 2 days ago, is smoking gun right there. But even Gabbard on TV is like, they knew it wasn't true and they went forward with it. Well, of course they knew it wasn't true. They made it up. So I love Gabbard. She's one of the most hardcore people Trump's got, but still not hardcore enough. And I understand they want to sound deliberative and, well, they get due process and they're not completely guilty yet. It's like you come home early from work and you walk into the bedroom, you know, to take a shower in the bathroom, and there's a dude on top of your wife and her, she's naked with her feet behind her ears. I mean, you see him in your wife. I mean, it's, you know, triple X, real world, boom, he's on top of her. That's the equivalent. Sorry to use a sexual analogy, but it's just the best one I can think of. It's like the cops coming in, the robbers aren't even wearing a mask, and he just pistol whipped the teller, and he's running out of the bank with bags of money, and the cops shoot him. I mean, it's like, it's on surveillance cameras, in front of a bunch of people. Yeah, there's a more family-friendly analogy. But no, this is like opening the door, and your wife's got her legs behind her ears, and it's the neighbor, you know, is on top of her, or the postman or whatever. I mean, this is just, but this is treason, people. So it's like, are NGOs funding the open borders and the human trafficking? I reported that 25 years ago. So did Lou Dobbs, God bless him. Friday was the anniversary of his one-year death. It's not about, oh, I've been right. I've known about this forever. It's like we're just now learning how all this works, the general public. And I know it's hardcore to say Obama staged a coup and all that. I got the NSA. And by the way, I haven't even told the crew to do this. It was 2016, 2017. We had Sheriff Arpaio on. He gave us the NSA documents, and we got to find it in the InfoWars archives because the old part of the archives got shut down. We're still able to get to it. And I need that by tomorrow because it's got the NSA database scans with Trump and myself and everybody that was being surveilled starting 2013 by this same thing. They just said, okay, we got to have a reason now. We've been doing this illegally. Trump's coming in. Looks like he's going to be able to win. Just say it's for the Russians. So I have experienced this personally. That's why I raised that. I got illegally spied on. My God, Trump gave us the documents 5-6 months ago where Obama, part of the same thing, did a national security investigation on my butt that was still ongoing out of the Boston office. Who do you think does all this? So yeah, it's illegal. Targeting American people, targeting journalists, targeting the guy that really won, you know, the last three elections. So we got that, and then we got them really beating the drum trying to tie Trump to Epstein, and I've really figured out what's going on now. So this is going to be a key broadcast tonight, and that's just some of what's coming up. Share the live feed right now from Real Alex Jones on X, Infowars.com/show. Do it now.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It is Sunday, July 20th, 2025. And I am your embattled and battle-hardened host, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide with my dauntless veteran crew, who I am eternally grateful to for their steadfast commitment to this republic, to America, to the world, and to the defense of humanity. The American people, people around the world, are just now beginning to realize just how epic the incredibly important stakes are for the future of our species at this crossroads. We're now into day 181 of the return of the American Republic, and it was not going to be easy. I predicted it wasn't hard. They were going to roll forward a bunch of Epstein garbage. I've never seen any real evidence of it. If they had it, they would have already used it on Trump. But then exactly 14 days ago, the Trump administration leaked to Axios their memo that Epstein killed himself, wasn't human trafficking, there was no blackmail, the Easter Bunny is real, Santa Claus comes down the chimney on Christmas Eve, the Tooth Fairy gives you know, your kid $10 bills when their teeth fall out. And then people said, I said, it's Trump. I just knew it for a lot of reasons. People go, you don't know that. It's the idiot Bondi. And then he came out a day later and said, no, it's me. And then later, a week later, said, you know, if you don't like it, don't be my constituents. And so that behavior has sent the biggest shockwave by 100. Compared to anything else, any scandal Trump has ever been involved in, and all he's gone through and all we've gone through and all the lies and all the garbage, to then do the 180s and the 180s and the 180s and the flip-flopping, and there is no file. A week ago and a day later, well, there is a file and Bondi's going to release it. And Roger Stone tells the president, personally, you need to release the court files that have been sealed, the grand jury files. And you need to release all the bank records the Treasury Department has on the billions of dollars that was sucked out of Epstein's corporate account while he was in jail, then right after he died. That stuff you can release. There's no victims in it. It's not videos of kids getting raped. That was so insulting. And Pam Bondi and others, how dare our Trump supporters want to see the kids getting raped? You're the ones that said that. How dare you? So I don't want to be venomous and kick the Trump administration around, but let me tell you, you start kicking your constituents around and kicking our intelligence, you're going to get slapped back upside the head. Because we're not the Democratic Party that's a cult that'll just accept any level of gaslighting and fraud. I am proud of the new populist Republican Party that myself and Ron Paul and all of you are credited by the sociologists, by the PhDs, by the college textbooks. Ron Paul, Alex Jones, that means this audience of activists, we are credited for awakening the Republican base. Now, when Trump first got in 8.5 years ago, we might have had 30% control of the Republican Party. Grassroots, we had about 70% of the mindset. Now we got about 95% of the mindset of the Republican voters. I mean, they're populist, hardcore, anti-globalist. And we've rooted about 70% of the neocons and rhinos out. I mean, this we are winning. And that's the key here. I want Trump to succeed, but if bad stuff comes out and it's real, obviously I'm not going to be an apologist for it, and it's going to be serious. But I'll get to the latest information we have on that. I've got the inside scoop, and I basically approximate exactly what's going on. I've got huge breaking exclusive news here. And I've talked to FBI whistleblowers and more just in the last 48 hours, and insiders. Some of it's really powerful for Trump. Some of it's not powerful for Trump, you know, for backing up his stories. But here's what I do know before I get into all the news. Donald Trump did not create this populist revolution. Donald Trump rode in on it and did a great job overall. Stamina, focus, clarity, communication, will, willing to lose half his fortune, willing to be persecuted. I admire him. I can't help it. And I'm still proud that I've supported him in the last three elections, presidential elections, and overall, overwhelmingly, he's brought in an incredible team in these agencies that is night and day compared to what we had before. And we're only 6.5 months in. So the jury's out on this Epstein thing, and I did not think there was anything there until the bizarre behavior the last 2 weeks, and I have to now say I reserve judgment because of the super guilty behavior. Now I know 95% sure why we've seen this incredibly guilty behavior, and I've talked some about it, but now I'm pretty much sure about it. But still, I've gone from, nah, no way, to 5-10% chance or something there. We already know what's in there. There's just embarrassing stuff that's not legal or even bad, but still is embarrassing. I'll get to that coming up. Remember, almost everything we talk about ends up coming out later. I mean, we told you they were going to raid the New York offices that were hiding the new Epstein files that they've been suppressing. Days before it came out, I mean, I told you first that Trump was behind this. Now he's owned it. I mean, I just continued. Roger told me he was on the phone with Trump every day last couple weeks saying, please, have them release the files of the last Epstein case and the Ghislaine case and release the bank account records. Or the Democrats are selectively going to go in and release it, which they filed to do, only stuff that has Trump's name on it. Nope, release it all. And you saw Trump on Thursday, says, okay, we're going to release the grand jury stuff and all the rest of it. That's good. Because we're not just having great sources and great research. We also have the people that are talking to Trump on a daily basis. We have that influence and a lot more. So, but I'm not going to get to Epstein until the next hour. Because I've really prayed about this. I've focused on this. In the last 2 weeks, I've spent probably 80% of our time on this nightmare fiasco. And how damaging it is if Trump is completely innocent, which I believe he is still, the making it into the giant controversy, and he's already lost serious poll numbers for the first time. His poll numbers were going up. And now it's put a dent in him. And I talked to people at the White House, they're aware of it. And even trusted Rasmussen shows him. I didn't need to know 2 weeks ago when I first freaked out that this would hurt Trump, the behavior. And then it got worse and worse. So people attacking me saying, you're really a Democrat and you want Trump to fail. No, morons, I don't. And I don't want any of this bad stuff to be true. But if it comes out, I will report it. If I get it first, I'll report it and can prove it. I'm not holding my breath. I don't want that to happen, but I'll do what must be done. justice be done by the heavens fall. No. Having Trump come out and attack his constituents and say, you're a Democrat minion dupes. There is no file. You're idiots. Shut up. When we all know how much is there. It's just biblically dangerous. And of course, we're vindicated on that front. So I know what's going on now. If it was a jigsaw puzzle, I've got 96% of the pieces. You know, let's say it's a 400-piece jigsaw. There's like 10 pieces left. So I'm not 100%, but I can see what it is. I got the pieces. I can put them together very quickly. And I had 9% of the pieces last week, and then more of them started falling in exactly as I thought they would. I expected them to start rolling leaked stuff out of the grand jury, out of the Comey file in the Ghislaine and Epstein cases that she was given to cover up. I saw her fired last Thursday, or last Wednesday night. We learned of it Thursday, and I said, oh, that's Trump pissed, learning she poison-pilled the file. And I was talking to Roger and people at the White House. They said, yeah, that's what we're hearing. And then, boom, we learned more, and then they came out with the poison pill stuff. And there's a lot more coming. Again, the Democrats clearly were in control of the file. That's not a outrageous lie of Trump. When Trump came out last Sunday and said on Truth Social, hey, they've had the file for years. We got it. There's a bunch of crap in there and a bunch of lies. This is a new Russiagate. Well, he's been briefed on, he said what's in there. And that's why he's pissed. And that's why I blew up. I'm kind of telling you the answer now. And then I'm really, on the other end, there's people that just totally attack anybody that's a good populist truth teller journalist that challenges anything Trump does and says we're Democrats or deep staters. But on the other end, you got populist, common sensor, America first type folks, a lot of good people, but are just done with Trump. And then anything he says, they don't go analyze it or see if it's true. They're just like freaking out last week. That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard, to say that the Democrats, Comey and Brennan and Obama and Clapper were in control of the file. That's just nuts to say that. Yeah, they ran the file. They ran the investigations. They ran the cover-ups. Comey's daughter ran the cover-up trials to limit them. I mean, that's a 100% certified. Like the Alamo is in San Antonio, downtown San Antonio. The U.S. Capitol is in the middle of Washington, D.C. Niagara Falls is in upstate New York. Big Ben is on the Thames in London. The Great Wall of China is in China. I mean, I've gotten a bunch of heat, not just from populist conservatives, but the Young Turks and all the Democrats. I don't have time to watch it all, but I see the headlines. I watched a few of them, and they're like, look, just in the last few weeks, Jones said he was done with Trump and that Trump was involved with Epstein. Never said that. So I was very concerned. And now he's saying that Obama controlled the file. That's just insane. Oh, boy, you really proved I'm wrong. You just laughed at me. It's on record Comey ran it at the FBI, that his daughter did all the cases covering it up. It's on record they were hoarding the big file in New York, and then it came out they had the information, and then Trump went and grabbed it and found out it was a trap. Remember all that? Remember the head of the FBI in New York having to resign because he, quote, wouldn't give it up? Oh, please don't throw me in the briar patch. And that's something I thought of that, barely mentioned it, but I should have gone, oh, not only will they take anything bad out about them and Bill Gates and all the real people we know on record that were up to their eyeballs in it, but they'll spike it with stuff on Trump. Because they did that back in 2015, 2016. Obama was pissed at Trump starting 2013, 2014 when he was going after him. Remember that? So he put him under national security investigation along with yours truly. That's now declassified. And you're like, yeah, you've been talking about this for years back in 2017 and you got documents 6 months ago from Trump on it. Yeah, and I got documents 8 years ago plus from Sheriff Arpaio, NSA documents. Uh-huh. You're like, wow, this is really old news here. Yeah, but it's finally all over Fox News and CNN. Oh, my gosh. Obama and Clapper and Brennan didn't just know there was no Russiagate. They created it and funded the dossier and gave it to Hillary. It's not, oh, they knew and lied. They created the lie. I didn't know the name Crossfire Hurricane, but I sure knew all the hell that was breaking loose. I sure got the NSA documents from the DEA because they have access to it through Arpaio. Gave it to Arpaio. You say, why Arpaio? He used to be the head of the DEA in Mexico. This is the most important office back, still is, when they wouldn't let the Mexican cartel start killing DEA agents. So the DEA went and just killed a whole bunch of them. It's pretty famous. There's movies made about it. That's Arpaio, folks. And so, great guy. And he gave me the documents. And he was being spied on, Trump, Roger Stone, myself. And then we learned a bunch more, my sources, in CENTCOM, who also had access to another angle of it, just said, yeah, you guys are under full national security surveillance, not just the NSA. That's all we're going to tell you. And they said, people are pissed off around here having to do this. I mean, they had a full dragnet trying to find something. They didn't just have the FBI investigating me and Trump. They had a full frickin' dragnet, folks. And you saw they indicted Arpaio later for nothing, and Trump had to pardon him. That's what they do. By the grace of God, I know of now 7 grand juries open trying to indict me. It only happened in D.C., but the head of the Justice Department, Merrick Garland, even the Washington Post reported on this 3 years ago. I was shocked, later learned it was true. It's like a 25-page article that he made the decision to override the indictment. Well, I never think I'd say thank you, Merrick Garland, but he thought it was, they said the thing, too much because I was, quote, seen as a journalist and because I was on the steps of the Capitol bullhorning saying, don't go in. They still got a grand jury to indict me. Notice Owen went to prison for something he didn't do. So when I tell you I know about this spying, I'm about to get into in-depth next segment with all the clips and all the information. It's very frustrating. And I understand Gabbard has released already a bunch of secret presidential stuff, NSA, CIA. She did 2 months ago. The CIA did it 3 weeks ago. She did it again Friday. And she's bringing more out. She's given the classified stuff to the DOJ with a criminal referral. But my God, the stuff that the CIA put out 3 weeks ago, Ratcliffe, the stuff she put out a couple months ago is just absolutely open and shut damning. But when I see her on Fox, she's still very eloquent, but she's like, they knew, and they let this hoax go forward. It's like saying, Your Honor, the neighbor knew the house was on fire of their neighbor and didn't call the fire department. No, it's the neighbor, we have surveillance footage, dumped gasoline all over their neighbor's house and lit it on fire. It's not they knew the house was on fire, they set it on fire. And I get taken on the deep state and, you know, leveling your political, you know, guns on them with the truth is dangerous, but we're already way past that point. So I have personally experienced more. I mean, I gave Trump the NSA stuff, so did Arpaio back then. We'll dig it back out. We have the phone records and all our personal phone numbers on there and the NSA data codes. And imagine you're the DEA who has access to these, you know, NSA tap systems, and they're like, they'd have access to the files, the recording files, but they could, you see the files are like Alex Jones's numbers, Trump's numbers, and we all checked. It was Trump's private landlines at Mar-a-Lago, New York, my private landlines, old phone lines I hadn't had in years. I mean, they had phone numbers I had in college on there. Because that's all computer databases. It's like, just tap everything he's ever been on. Bring it, you know. Because it all runs through the phone companies. That's how they do it. They don't go put on the old recorder on the line like they did, you know, until the 80s. So I know all about Crossfire Hurricane, and God knows what else they've been doing. It's been hell. But it just lets me know I've been over the target. So when we come back, it is treason. It is insanely important. And you've got such good work going on with the Border Patrol and ICE. It's a pipeline. Experts reveal House report how taxpayer-funded NGOs facilitated human trafficking. And now the Biden administration profited from running the whole criminal conspiracy. 35,000 children rescued from sex slavery and physical slave labor. Over 1,000 of the traffickers arrested. And that's in the first 4 months, because, again, they're always a few months behind with the data. Imagine what it is now. That is an A-plus right there. So, see, even if Trump, it turns out, did something wrong with Epstein, which I don't think is the case, but let's say the 1% chance that's true. I will be glad we got him in because of Kennedy and Tom Homan and Tulsi Gabbard and all the good we're seeing. I mean, if it turns out he's Satan himself, which I don't believe, because Satan wouldn't have brought in all these good people and actually be doing all this good stuff. That's not his fruits. I prayed about this, and plus it's just common sense. We have derailed the globalists. Populists are getting elected everywhere. They are in deep trouble. Trump's gotten us out of the carbon tax accords. He's just devastating them on every front. It is beautiful. And they hate Trump's guts with a passion because he is dismantling them. So I've used reason, logic. I've meditated. And I don't mean like Hindu meditation, but, you know, just sat there for hours and just really focused and thought. Deep thought, but also just reflecting and just, you know, something to stop thinking and the real answer comes to you. Prayed a lot. I always pray. But, I mean, I've been praying a lot the last few days. I probably prayed 45 minutes this morning when I couldn't sleep. 3:30, got up, took a shower, brushed my teeth, had a cup of coffee. Prayed like 4:30 to about 5:15 on my knees. And next hour I'll tell you that whole synthesis of where I'm going and what I believe. But I'll just give you the answer right now, but I'll elaborate more next hour with all the details. I'm going to cover the Epstein stuff, everything as it comes out. I'll have guests on. I'm going to spend, like I said, I've already came to a conclusion by Friday. I'll spend 20% of our time on this. And then big stuff breaks more. But I'm not going to let, as Trump is right to say, this take all the oxygen out of the room and distract from all the great things his administration is doing. And then if bad stuff comes out, we'll report it. But I've been on this like 80% of the time. So is Owen. So is Harrison. And I don't tell them what to do. But when I see them around the office, I'm going to say, hey, guys, I've made the decision to not be distracted by this. I want you to cover it as much as you think you need to. But there's all this other big stuff, and I don't want to back the good stuff the administration is doing and get behind these individuals to at least get them positioned to run for office later, because we know they're good. And by the way, if you got any new information on Epstein and Trump, please let me know. And I rarely kind of steer the guys. I mainly just talk about where I'm going on air so you understand the theme that goes into it. What a disaster for Trump. I've gotten 90%+ nothing but support, people wanting me to attack Trump more. So anybody that thinks I'm saying I'm going to back off Trump because of any pressure, absolutely not. You notice the first week or so I was getting attacked, and a lot of administration people and a lot of other talk show hosts were going along with it. But when it got so intense, they all joined me in saying this is insane. Trump's destroying himself. Why is he acting so guilty? Bottom line, I say and do what I think is the most accurate, truthful, moral thing. That's where I decide to say and do what I'm going to do, even if it goes directly against my own interest. That's what I do. And yeah, if Trump goes down, I'm going to have to leave the country. The Democrats 100% aren't going to stop till I'm set up and in prison. And I don't want to leave the country, but I want to be out of their hands so I can still broadcast and hopefully save the country down the road and be able to come back. So I really need Trump. And I really need him to succeed. But even if my own personal life hangs in the balance, if it comes out he's bad, I'll pull the political knife out in 2 seconds if it's proven. I don't mean that literal threat. You understand what I'm saying? I will. The knives will come out for Trump if I find out he was really involved in any crimes with Epstein with kids. That's a no-brainer. And I know this is the same for you. But meanwhile, we know the Democrats are devil worshippers. Huge announcement, ladies and gentlemen. I am beyond excited about this. I've wanted this knife for a year. It's super high quality. They finally got the right supplier and a bunch of them. It's in a beautiful keepsake black box with my signature in silver lettering on the top. And when you go inside, this incredible combat battle dagger, limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger, a high-tech, super high-quality sheath with a high-tech clip onto your belt or your pants, and it's got a special system where the knife doesn't come out when it's upside down. It takes a little pull to get it out. It is amazing. This is, in my opinion, the very best defense battle dagger you can get. It's an incredible price for $79.99 right now. This knife by itself in store sells for $100 every day, but we bought 5,000 of them, so got the price down really low wholesale, so we can pass that on to you, and the profit we make goes in to fund this operation. So you don't just get a great defensive system for yourself and your family, great in your car, great on your side, great in your purse, your glove compartment, also skin a buck with it, whatever you need. This is an amazing knife. You not only, though, get something to defend yourself, you defend the Republic in the information war by funding this operation. So get your limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger at thealexjonesstore.com right now, and it keeps this operation on the air. This isn't just a blade, it's a symbol of freedom. Limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger is forged by patriots ready to defend the Republic from the globalist agenda, featuring a double-edged black-coated blade for unmatched durability and precision. This dagger is built to last. On one side is etched my signature, while the other side proudly bears 1776, a reminder that the spirit of revolution lives on stronger than ever. With its ergonomic non-slip grip designed ready for any mission, the dagger isn't just a tool, it's a statement. Whether you're adding it to your collection or keeping it close as a symbol of resistance and for defense, this blade is for those who know that the answer in 1984 is 1776. Get yours now. And then, we are announcing a limited sale, the Power Drive Bundle of Power Plant and Methyl Drive, which goes incredibly good with Methylene Blue. And both of these give you incredible natural energy, clarity, and focus. But you mix them together with Methylene Blue, I will tell you, in Chase Geyser's observation himself, 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. Did you hear what I just said? 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. Get yours now, discounted massively, 50% off when you get them together. 50% off on the Power Drive Bundle for a limited time, 1 week, at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds this operation, 1776 worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, here's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to give you the latest and the inside baseball on the high treason coup referral made by the Director of National Intelligence. That's what it actually says in the document. I did a Saturday show yesterday and showed it. We can put it up on screen. Her referral letter with all the documents in it. Tulsi Gabbard. And how big this is. Then I'm going to get to the really horrible news, but also good news, that they have saved 35,000 children in slave labor and sex slavery the Democrats brought in, how they disappeared them on purpose, how they knew they were being abused and didn't help them. Incredible multi-day testimony and report in the House Committee on Homeland Security. And then a bunch of other developments. Border agents getting shot in the face, getting attacked. Leftist media saying they deserve it. I mean, sick stuff. If you think the new mayor they're trying to get in New York, the commie Islamists, is bad, they got a guy even more hardcore, a Somali, who just won the primary in Minneapolis against the leftist Democrat that went and cried at George Floyd's grave and all the rest of it. I mean, it's the Democratic Party is just uber ultra radical. It's all coming up. More on the Epstein thing. Trump sues Wall Street Journal over Epstein report, $610 billion. It's all coming up. And then Chase Geyser, 6 to 8 p.m. tonight, Sunday night, live, is coming up and always does a spectacular job. Very fast moving, tons of clips, tons of analysis, the latest news, and your calls and special guests. All right, let's drill into it. So, I knew that Trump and myself were being surveilled in 2016 because Sheriff Arpaio, through the DEA, gave us top secret NSA logs of more than 100 people being targeted in Trump's orbit. And again, I knew it was real right away because it was my landline I never used, fax line, my old InfoWars offices. I just moved into these a few years before, and they had the old lines for the old office. I mean, they had like 8, 9, 10 phone lines of mine. They had phone lines I had 30 years ago. When I was, any number I ever had, my current cell phone was there, old cell phones. It was ridiculous. And then I was told from his sources, not just in the DEA, but the FBI, that, yeah, you guys are under a dragnet. Then I had a guy in Army Special Operations, CENTCOM, say, man, this is bad. I mean, you guys are under a national security operation. I go, what's that mean? Well, you know how we disrupt foreign governments and harass them, and they call it degrading an enemy. They said, there's a degrading operation against you. I go, oh, I know what that is. Are you kidding? I go, no. And then even years later, our head of security, who's been in the Army, the Marines, a leader in Blackwater, State Department, other agencies. This was 3 years ago. And he's the owner of the company, the security we have. He comes to the office, and this guy doesn't make stuff up. He's not a drama queen. He's like, I just had my buddy in the CIA call me, high level, and he goes, we're under total dragnet national security operation to basically degrade our operations. He's like, my God, I this is unbelievable. And so then he called another one of his buddies, and he goes, yeah, that's known. He goes, this comes right from the top. Well, we got the documents in February from the Trump administration of just the cover letters of the national security investigation started in 2013 under orders of Obama against me. So I got this stuff back in 2016. I got more this year. So I know what Crossfire Hurricane is. That's just what was the latest name they gave an ongoing operation because they knew Trump was coming in. And also in the Brendan Clapper Comey emails and meetings with Susan, with the different administration officials I'll get to in a moment, they're all covering their asses. Oh, yeah, the Democrats cooked this up. We better, you know, warn Obama that we need to get U.S. funding to cover this up, because if we don't cover this up, it'll be very embarrassing. So then they get the Countering Foreign Propaganda Disinformation Act and the defense authorization that Obama signs before he leaves, a month before he leaves office in late December 2016. And then that funding's put in for that and other issues to then keep it going. So they had this ongoing spy grid, but weren't even saying it was because of Russians. So then in June of 2016, we now know, they slapped the label on it, Russian interference. And then they even cover their ass again later and say, oh, but there wasn't any. Oh, Hillary and the Democrats did it. We better cover up for them. But then more documents come out that they actually created it to begin with. So they create these emails and these minutes to cover their asses, but it's actually caught them. So that's what's been happening here. And then as soon as Trump won, they tried to set me up. As soon as Trump won, this high-powered law firm would like to meet with you. That's top, you know. Oh, no, I'm not going to meet with them. Oh, well, they just show up at the hotel. Here's $3 million from the Russians. And I look up who they are, and the guy's CIA. And the next thing, well, you caught us in that. Just come on in. We want to give you $50 million a year. Just, Alex, stop. We don't want to hurt you. And of course, I reported it all back to the FBI. You go, why would you go to the very group doing it? It's all compartmentalized. You go tell one group that's not involved, and so you have it on file so they can't use it on you. Got it? Okay, good. So I know most of you get it, but other people are like, why would he go to the bad guy? It's not like it's compartmentalized, people. You spotlight it. So you're getting exclusive stuff here before I get into the big, big 35,000 foot view. So when I see Gabbard, you know, in great interviews on Fox for 20 minutes at a pop and everywhere else, and she's like, well, this is proof they knew Russiagate was all a lie, and they still let the persecution go forward and tried to impeach him and remove him, and that's treason. Yeah, that alone enough is to put these people in prison for life. Trying to overthrow the government, overthrow the election, a coup against you, not just Trump, a coup against the voters. Talk about election meddling. This is election theft attempt. And they did it in 2020. Same crap, same group, same story. And J6, they staged on top of it. It's icing, which they sucked me into. People go, oh, no, Trump did, saying lead the march. No, they just told him, Mr. Jones will lead the march. And the insiders and his admin were going to set him up and me up all at the same time. So, and a lot of people didn't make it out of the trap I did, but not unbloodied. And not without some of the crew going to the Huskow, the clinker, the prison. So now you're getting, see, I'm just telling you about a few of the bullet holes here, a few of the scars. When I tell you about this stuff, I've been in the trenches. It's not like I'm back here reporting on the war, you know, overseas and telling you what I heard. No, I'm coming back telling you what I saw. And everything I just told you is on record. Published. So it's a lot worse than that. It's not that they knew that it wasn't true. No, they're the ones that created it, and that's on record, not Steele. They went and told them what they wanted. And that's all in there. And there's a bunch of classified stuff that she's given the DOJ that is beyond smoking gun. This stuff's all smoking gun. So you have to have indictments of these people now. It absolutely has to happen. So the White House has put out a video. We're going to play it right now and get to some of the testimony. Dealing with this hardcore, insane level of treason. They've been caught red-handed in treason is the name of the video. Here it is.
Well, look, the Obama campaign spied on our campaign, and they've been caught, all right? And now let's see what happens to them. They have been caught. They've been caught red-handed. It's probably treason. It's a horrible thing they did. It probably never happened before. At least nobody got caught doing it. But they used the intelligence agencies of our country to spy on my campaign.
I think there's some spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
President Obama knew about it. Joe Biden knew about it. Comey knew about it. Brennan, Clapper, the whole group, they all knew about it. Lisa Page, the lover struck, they all knew about it. And we have it documented. We have it in texts. We have it in all sorts of forms. They knew about it. It was a terrible thing. Should have never happened and should never be allowed to happen again to a president. It should never happen again. This was a setup like we've never seen. I think it's the political crime of the century. And they've been caught. So let's see what happens to them all.
Wanted for treason. Barack Hussein Obama definitely quarterbacked and commanded the whole thing. He was the field marshal. He was the head chef. But notice even Trump's statement. They knew about it. That's like saying Jeffrey Dahmer knew about somebody in his apartment eating victims. No, he ate them. It's like saying Adolf Hitler knew about the Nazis. No, he ran them. It's like saying when a killer whale eats a seal, it knows about a seal getting eaten. No, it ate the seal. So they ran it. They did it. We all experienced it. I personally. And it's ongoing. They still got their people all over the government. In the Justice Department, involved in my bankruptcy. still trying to shut us down right now. We're fighting them, suing them, everything. And the Democrats haven't given up. They're just moving forward, attacking, attacking, attacking. And you notice Trump giggled when he said, oh, Comey knew. Because Comey was the quarterback on the ground with the fake leaking and all of it. He went on TV shows 2 years ago. We've played it many times. And said, we made the decision to try to get rid of Flynn and Trump. So I sent the FBI over to set up Flynn. And they claimed off their written notes he perjured himself, which he didn't. And then they indicted him, remember? Nothing to do with Russia, nothing to do with anything illegal, just made up. Oh, he didn't do anything wrong. They just said he lied about something. See how they work? So we have Comey bragging he leaked and he lied to Congress. We have Comey bragging that he sent the FBI over part of Crossfire Hurricane in early January, like 2 days in the administration, late January, but early administration. And we have all the emails because these guys all cover their asses. That's why we have a clip of Clapper, former head of the NSA, heavily involved in all of this. He's one of the top four guys, Obama, Brennan, Clapper, Comey. And when he testified to Congress and when he went on TV shows, he learned that one time lying, saying the NSA's ever spied on an American one time in America, total lie. He had to later apologize that he got it wrong. Well, the NSA director didn't know they spied on Americans. Oh, boy. Yeah. Everything's recorded for decades on record. It's like saying, again, the ocean has no water in it. I mean, it's the most preposterous lie. It's just bizarro. Like, you're watching me on TV, and I'm saying, I'm wearing a white shirt. And you're like, no, you're not. It's black. No, it's white. I have black eyes. No, you got blue eyes, Jones. Well, doesn't matter. I said they're black. I've got a light blonde beard. No, it's dark brown. Doesn't matter. I just say so, okay? My watch is gold. No, it's stainless steel. So I'll play a clip coming up of Brennan getting ahead of this over, like, this is 2 years ago. And Clapper, they've all gone on TV now and said, well, Obama told us to do it. So their excuse when it all comes out will be presidential immunity. Obama told me to. Well, guess what? He doesn't have presidential immunity on this because he would have had to pardon you like they did with the auto pen for all the crooks in the Biden administration. See how it works? So they're out getting ahead of it. Getting ahead of it. FBI launches criminal investigation of John Brennan, James Comey, DOJ sources. And that broke 3 days into the scandal a week and a half ago. People thought, oh, they're just saying that to change the story. Well, that's true from the ridiculous don't look into Epstein stuff from Trump. But no, I told you 3 months ago there's a criminal investigation of all these guys for treason. Because I've talked to people, the Justice Department, that are running it. And I love how I break something massive like that, and it's just like, I can make a joke, 50 million views, tell you the most hardcore breaking info. And it's like, who's this guy? No, like, he never told us something that came true. So when I see these stories, I have to gauge each one. And I made some calls and found out from the actual whistleblower, does Anna Paulina Luna really have this whistleblower on them destroying Jeffrey Epstein files in New York? I have the answer on that directly from the whistleblower. I'll tell you next hour. See, you're not getting BS here. This is a lot of work goes into this. The reason I spend time on my methods and things now is because I didn't used to do that. People keep asking, how's this guy know this? How's this guy know that? Well, I work my freaking ass off. This is all I do other than get in the pool with my daughter for a couple hours or, you know, play a board game here or there or go to church or, you know, go see a movie once a month or maybe a, you know, this is all I do, people. All right, so you just saw that you know, this is treason, which it is. Here's General Flynn. He was totally targeted. He's been totally vindicated. It's admitted he was the main target because he was telling Trump who was good, who was bad, giving him good advice by Comey. And he says, arrest their asses now. Here it is.
I was convicted and, you know, my case was dismissed because of egregious government misconduct. So we now, you know, I feel vindicated? I will feel vindicated when I see Barack Obama get, you know, have
amen.
Handcuffs on, being escorted from his house and being brought into jail. I would say right now, if I were in the Department of Justice, or if I was in the White House, I would demand that the Attorney General immediately take away the passports from these individuals who we know have already been named. And there's some others that have not been named yet. Take away the passports. Do not allow them to leave this country, because I guarantee they're waking up, you know, this morning saying, where can I go? We got to get the hell out of here, because they committed a massive, massive conspiracy to undermine and overthrow the United States of America, the United States government, the president of the United States, and the presidency. And they left a wake in their path that is unprecedented.
All right, now, mark down what I'm about to say to you. This is major news. And I've said this the last few weeks, but people haven't paid attention. I've learned the last few months from sources in the White House high up, DOJ high up, and others, like Roger Stone has been talking to certain people, and they are doing a real serious criminal investigation at the DOJ of Brendan Clapper, Comey, and Obama. They have the total proof that they've already published it, but they have even worse stuff that's classified, and they are intending to indict Brendan Clapper and Comey very soon. And the decisions to go ahead with it and just get the final touches has been the last 30 days. That's why you see them rolling out their cooked Epstein file, which the Democrats, the very same group, did have control of. And that's why Trump blew up and threw a fit, because now he knows he faces a whole other fiasco. And I'm not saying there's not something bad there on him, but it would have already been out if that was the case. I don't think that, but the jury's open. I'll go over the truth this. But we know the Democrats human trafficked in mass. We know they ran a coup against America. We know they're trying to start World War III. We know they want to bankrupt the country. We know the private Federal Reserve won't cut interest rates to sabotage the economy. We know they're the bad guys. So I'm proud of populists and conservatives not being in a cult, and when Trump gaslights us, getting outraged at him. But let's spend time on that, as I do. This is my opinion, my advice to you. But let's also remember the Democrats and how evil they are and how bad they are. And let's remember all the good people in the administration and the great things they're doing on the economy and the border and the human trafficking, stopping that. And let's support the good people in the administration. And let's wait to see what they're able to cook up or release. I predict it's made up, watered down, hot air. And I'll get to that next hour. But regardless, we have the meat and potatoes of the millions trafficked. 350,000 kids. We have the proof. We have Mayorkas disappearing their identities. And now Senate and House reports and eyewitnesses. That's coming up next hour. Incredible hearings this week that got almost no coverage because the independent media, that's the dominant media, and I don't want to say I'm guilty, but I was 80% on this Epstein stuff because I was so pissed off by the way Trump was behaving. I didn't drop the ball. It was the right thing to do. I'm just saying now, we need to also cover the other things. And I'm talking to myself when I'm saying that. So this is just amazing. And they are scared. And people are like, oh, we always hear Libyan diamonds, never happens. They tried to kill Trump twice. They're still coming after him now. They're coming after all of us. You've seen all the stuff Trump's done, pulling us out of the WHO. All this stuff, the ICE raids, This is a totally different ball game now. And the ICE raids are escalating. There's populist right-wing attacks on Trump. He's not doing enough. They dismantled the entire enforcement system. They disappeared 20 million people. They got rid. They set hearings for immigration status for 7 years on average. Can you imagine the manhunt of, it's probably 25 million the White House believes, Tom Homan. Way more than the 12 that they've confirmed. Conservatively 20 million. They are massive hiring. They're grabbing and commandeering people from federal agencies everywhere. No, this is real. These are real people. We can now say, ooh, Trump's a little suspect. That's fine. But not Tulsi Gabbard, not Tom Homan, not RFK Jr., not his informal advisors like General Flynn, not all these other, not Ed Martin. I know these people. I've known Ed Martin 25 years. The Democrats are scared to death of him. He's already running two task forces. And Trump has said, release the grand juries, release it all. That's good. Now, Here's James Clapper I mentioned on Obama's national security advisors covering his ass, trying to say, well, he did it under Obama's orders, which is true, but that's what they're trying to hide under. Here it is.
Jim Comey and I were part of the group that were tasked by President Obama to put together all the reporting we had on the Russian interference.
Former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper appears to admit the Russia probe was initiated by none other than former President Barack Obama. In a recent CNN interview, Clapper discussed the findings of Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who found no collusion between Russians and President Trump. Clapper suggested he knew there was no collusion as early as in March of 2017, but that didn't stop the mainstream media from spinning false collusion narratives.
And I consistently said we didn't have the evidence at the time. Contemporaneously, and it was my great hope that the Mueller investigation would resolve that once and for all, and apparently it did.
This is not the first time Clapper makes controversial remarks about the alleged use of national intelligence for political purposes. In his Senate testimony back in 20...
Let's stop there. Again, so they did this years ago. This is all to cover their ass. We have the emails, the text messages, all of it, where they created it. And then they... Or later, oh, we're worried the Democrats are using it and it's not real. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, we're going to break. Listen, I need your support. You see this right here? This is 2 weeks ago, the receiver, the Democrat judge, has appointed to seize and shut down InfoWars. And yeah, we've survived. We're countersuing. We're in federal and state court battling. And we've been winning. It takes a lot of money, though, to fight these people. I need your support, Red Shot Police. Plus, you need to understand that we have amazing products, ladies and gentlemen. So, this is a limited edition, badass, tactical dagger, stainless steel, 6 inches, amazing hard rubber, olive drab handle, the very best combat dagger. Comes in a beautiful gift box with my signature. These sell for $100 in stores, but we bought 5,000 of them, so we're able to get a big discount on them and sell them for you for $78 and still make a profit. But we need funds. Get yours now while you still can at thealexjonesstore.com. Also, our best-selling ultramethylene blue capsules that sold out for a month are back in stock, and there's a big limited-time sale right now at thealexjonesstore.com. We have the best methylene blue, supercharges your mitochondria, your oxidation process, so good for you. It is the energy is incredible. This is not a stimulant, but it boosts all other natural stimulants you would take. The ultramethylene blue capsules, the very same medical grade that's in the liquid, is now back in stock. So is a liquid tincture. You got big discounts on that, up to 50% off right now. And so many other great products, the very best Shilajit capsules and gummies, the very best Irish sea moss, the very best natural fat burn combo. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. Be sure to become a VIP for $30 a month. Cancel any time. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales.
Just got in my methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, USP grade from thealexjonesstore.com. And I've heard all the rants and raves about this. I'm real interested to see how I'm going to feel. I'm going to do a third dropper and then some water right now, and I am going to see, yeah, that's plenty. Maybe that's a little bit more. I'm gonna mix this up, and pretty excited to see how this is gonna work. So after I fully drink this, I will let everybody know the effects of hopefully of what is the unlimited power. What's going on, Xers? Jay Rocket here. Just giving you all an update. It's been an hour past doing the one dropper of the ultramethylene blue USB grade, the alexjonesstore.com. Currently at the gym right now, and it's hard to explain what I feel other than I do feel the mental clarity. I don't have any cloudy thoughts. My focus seems relaxed, but very on point. And the energy kind of feels clean. No jittery, things like that. I haven't really felt any tingling or anything. Maybe if I'll need to probably take an extra dropper next time. This is on an empty stomach as well. So
definitely feel just cool, calm, and collected, but very focused, very centralized. It's a very calm zen feeling. So if you haven't gotten to try this stuff yet, y'all need to go to the thealexjonesstore.com and get your methylene blue today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.